Is God calling you? I know He has your number, but He may not be in your contact list. When you get a call that you have no contact for, you look down and it either says spam risk, fraud risk, telemarketer, or it's simply a random number you don't recognize. If I get a call like that, I do not pick it up. If it's a legitimate call, then they'll usually leave a message. Then I can call them back and possibly create a new contact. I'll add in their first name, last name, who they work for, or how I know them, maybe even add a photo if I know them well, and then I'll save the number. The next time they call, I know exactly who is trying to reach me. It's very clear. What about God? Has God been trying to call you? He may be calling you by name, trying to reach you, and you simply don't recognize Him. God speaks all throughout Scripture in different ways, and today He speaks to our heart through prayer, God's Word, and other believers as we discern God's will for our lives. But there are a few He called very clearly and audibly by name. One of those who heard God call their name not once, not twice, not three times, but four times He called was a boy named Samuel. Samuel was a special kid. He was the son of Hannah. God blessed her with Samuel, so she dedicated his life in service to God. As a boy, Samuel was brought to live in the temple for religious training from Eli the priest. One night, Samuel kept hearing his name called. Each time he heard the call, he would say, "Here I am," and go see what Eli the priest wanted. And each time, Eli would say, "Nope, I didn't call you." 1 Samuel 3:8. A third time the Lord called, "Samuel," and Samuel got up and went to Eli and said, "Here I am, you called me." Then Eli realized that the Lord was calling the boy. So Eli told Samuel, "Go and lie down, and if he calls you, say, 'Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening.'" So Samuel went and lay down in his place. The Lord came and stood there, calling as at the other times, "Samuel, Samuel." Then Samuel said, "Speak, for your servant is listening." God had a very specific purpose and message for Samuel. Samuel listened and was faithful to deliver it. After this night, Samuel became the mouthpiece of God to a nation, as well as a judge and a priest and anointer of kings. Samuel wasn't familiar with the voice of God before that night, but once they made a connection, Samuel knew his voice and listened very carefully for every word and did not let one fall to the ground. To hear when God calls, often we need to simply be still and listen for His voice. It may not be very familiar at first, but as you surrender your heart to Jesus and look to Him for guidance and truth, it becomes oh so familiar, and you never want to miss His call. That's the truth. If you haven't connected to God in a while, maybe freshen up that contact. His line is never busy. I'm Lori Klein.